In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Taylor Mansions, Bermondsey.
You did one of these for me last month, didn't you?
Yeah, we're busy these days.
Well, I have to say, I'm surprised you come out on a Sunday at all. Mind you, bailiff's got to be recession-proof, innit?
Yeah. Which is it?
Flat 11. Name's Marlowe. Made redundant a year ago. I don't like calling you guys out, but I need the money. I mean, we've all got family to look after, haven't we? Oh, there's mine now.
Mr. Marlowe.
Yeah, hello, Mum. Yeah, I'm here now.
Mr. Marlowe, yeah, open the door.
I'll pick it up on the way back.
Look, can you turn that down? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, Mum, the cat can wait. I've got to go. Archie,
Mr. Marlowe,
you turn that music down a bit, son?
Mr. Marlowe, open the door.
Dear God. Call the police. Get the police!
Archie, a young Asian guy, lies dead. Photos are taken. There's a wound to his stomach and blood on his hand.
Archie Rahman, a student. He's been here since term started.
And did he have any regular visitors?
Not as far as I know.
It was a drugs raid next door last month, wasn't it?
No, Archie's not like that. He's a good kid. As far as I remember, he always had his head stuck in a book. Sorry, I've got to take this. Hello, Mum.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I don't care if the cat's going hungry.
DS Ronnie Brooks meets DS Matt Devlin.
Bloke in the flat downstairs reckons he heard a Barney coming from Archie Rahman's flat about 4 p.m.
Male or female Barney?
Well, he couldn't tell. I don't think he could tell what day it was, to be honest. He's been enjoying a little too much of the old wacky backy.
Hey, Pete. What are the highlights, mate?
Two knife wounds.
Mm-hmm.
One defensive in the arm, one in the abdomen below the ribs.
And what kind of knife?
That's difficult to say. Probably 4-inch blade.
No sign of forced entry.
Oh, no, but it's hardly the Bank of England. No chain, no spy hole, one badly maintained lock. Attacker could have knocked and the lad just opened the door.
And his boxer shorts?
Well, it happens.
Right, so it's not that random. Knife attack's bad enough on the streets, but in your own home...
Pete?
In the bedroom.
Is this what I think it is?
It needs confirming, but yeah, his and hers body fluids. Fresh-ish.
Lovely. Well, whoever he was entertaining has long since gone.
And so's Archie Rahman.
London beneath misty skies, the River Thames snakes through the city. Bradley Walsh as haggard-looking DS Ronnie Brooks. Jamie Bamber as chisel-jawed DS Matt Devlin. Harriet Walter as dark-haired, strong-faced DI Natalie Chandler. Ben Daniels as sharp-featured senior Crown Prosecutor James Steele. Freema Agyeman as attractive Crown Prosecutor Alicia Phillips. And Bill Patterson as keen-eyed Director of the CPS, George Castle. Law and Order UK. This episode, Masquerade, teleplay by Richard Stokes. Heading up a staircase to the police office.
And no one was seen in or out on Sunday afternoon.
Not by anyone talking to us.
Great. So our list of suspects can be filed under A for anyone.
Security cameras are all fakes. So they're only there as a deterrent.
That's what you get when you cut corners, gentlemen.
You just come from a budget meeting.
Don't ask. You don't fancy swapping your squad cars for bicycles, do you?
Oh, that'd be good. I can see me and you on a tandem.
Well, what's new there? You'd be at the back stuffing your face, I'd be at the front doing the legwork as usual.
Wasn't a serious suggestion, boys. So, what have we got on Archie Rahman?
Well, he didn't do drugs, not attached to any gangs, and if you listen to the residents, he kept himself to himself.
Chandler. Yeah, all right. Show them into an interview room. Archie's parents are here. Matt, you keep chasing the rest of the neighbours, Ron.
Ron rolls his head back.
I know, but someone's got to do it.
Why are you asking us all these questions?
We're very sorry, but we are just trying to understand what happened to your son.
What's to understand? He worked two jobs to pay his fees. He studied hard. He's done nothing wrong.
When was the last time you spoke to Archie?
Saturday night. I told him to stay in. I told him that he could enjoy living his life later. Now he needed to.
Mrs. Rahman comforts him.
He was the first one in our family to go to university.
Mrs. Rahman, we found
two wine glasses in the kitchen of Archie's flat that had been drunk from. You think that he'd been drinking with a friend? Maybe even a girlfriend?
He did not have a girlfriend.
There was Darla.
He was never serious about her.
They broke up a few months ago.
Okay. And Darla, was she upset by the breakup?
I don't know. She was wrong for him and he knew it.
Ali never approved of her because she... She was in a band.
He deserved better. He deserved better than this.
Mrs. Rahman gives him a paper hanky and he wipes his eyes. Castlehaven Road, Camden. A guy hands a young woman a guitar in a case from the back of a van.
I saw him last week to get my iPod back.
And it was all smiles, was it, Darla?
No. He was winding me up about my life, like always. I told him to get lost. He goes to college, his dad tells him to, and then acts all posh like I'm beneath him. I ain't taking that from no one.
So why did you see him again on Sunday?
I didn't. I ain't seen him since.
What, not even for a final farewell?
I don't need a sympathy shag from Archie Rahman. He ain't all that.
And can anyone verify where you were on Sunday?
Yeah. About 50 people saw our gig at the Warthog in Walthamstow. What's this about? What's he done?
Archie was murdered on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Archie.
Do you know if he was seeing anyone else?
Darla sits on gear they've unloaded.
Archie's gone.
Do you believe her?
Yeah. They're just kids. They leave home. No matter how much you try to protect them, they all leave, eventually.
What do you want about your daft old git? I remember, I couldn't wait.
MIU Central Headquarters, Bow Street.
Knife was serrated, a 10 centimetre blade. After that, we're guessing.
Forensic expert guessing? What would Quincy say?
Who's Quincy?
Right, the woman upstairs was out all day with her kids and the other flat's been empty since January.
OK, and what about mobile records?
Yeah, still checking through.
Well, let's hope something turns up, otherwise it's door-to-door for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, which is why I brought you this.
Persian pottery of the 11th century. Thanks, Teddy. Wonder where I left that.
It was in the evidence collection from Archie's flat. Thought we might be able to get fingerprint details.
Oh, yeah, and did you?
Yeah, hundreds. Non-useful.
Because it's a library book from the Waterloo and City College Library, and it was stamped out on Sunday.
Waterloo and City College Library.
I wasn't here Sunday. I'm a postgrad. I only do a few shifts.
OK, could you tell us what time this book was checked out, please?
All right. Give me a minute.
I used to go out with a girl from here once.
Why does that need help with your homework, did you?
Amanda Teague. We used to meet up after the library closed, go for a quickie in social sciences.
What's the matter with you? This is a place of learning.
We were learning.
Here we go. Checked out Sunday around 11 o'clock by Rebecca Anderson.
Are you sure it wasn't checked out by Archie Rahman?
Not unless he looks like this.
She turns her screen to show Rebecca's student picture.
The title of the book is Persian Pottery in the 11th Century.
I'm doing modern languages. Why would I have a book about pottery?
It's checked out in your name.
Since when did you not care about a library book? Was it late or something?
Were you in the college library on Sunday?
Yep. Till it closed at 6.
With anyone?
Might have been.
Right, Miss Anderson, listen. We haven't started asking the tough questions yet, and he's going to have to shave again soon, so please.
I was with my friend.
Does your friend have a name?
Sally Douglas.
Do you know Archie Rahman?
No.
Are you sure?
Oh, let me think about that for a second. Yeah, I'm sure.
Look, this is serious, Rebecca. Your pottery book was found in his flat when he was murdered.
Look, I told you, it's not my book. That library's always getting stuff mixed up. I gotta find the other day for a book I've never even heard of. I bet that's what's happened.
And can you tell us where we can find this mate of yours, Sally?
She helps out at her mum's hair salon in Stoke Newington.
Hair today, Stoke Newington.
I was in the library doing an essay.
By yourself?
No, with my friend Becky. We were there till it closed.
This is Rebecca Anderson. Mm. And she was with you the whole day?
Yeah. We left about 6. Is Becky in trouble?
We're just trying to sort out a mix-up, that's all.
All right.
Night. Matt's holding his mobile to his ear when Ron comes out of a shop.
So, who do you reckon was having a bottle of plonk with Archie Rahman over Sunday lunch then? Oh, you've got that look again. What's up?
Remember what I said about me and Amanda Teague?
Do you mind? I'll meet him.
Well, both Rebecca and Sally said that they were working in the library all day on Sunday till it closed at 6.
And?
Yeah, still holding, yep.
Yes, and?
Thank you, you've been a great help. Well, something was nagging at me, so I called. On Sundays, the library closes at midday.
We'll give him one of them the chance to have a bit of beef and Yorkshire pudding at Archie Ramen.
And maybe the chance to kill him.
Matt opens their car with a remote. Ron considers.
Bex is with me the whole time.
Until the library closes at 6?
Yeah.
Except it closes before lunch on a Sunday, doesn't it? You see, that leaves us with a missing afternoon. And as detectives, we don't like missing afternoons.
Things can happen that we don't know about, you see, Sally. And that makes us suspicious.
Yeah, well, the library closes at 12, but the university doesn't. We went into the reading room, carried on working, and then went home.
Right. It's a murder investigation. You don't need to be part of it.
I'm not part of it.
If you're covering for your friend, you could be in a lot of trouble.
She's got nothing to do with it.
Matt stares at her. Ron smiles.
And what are you studying?
Philosophy and art history.
OK, what's the lecture about?
Ancient arts of Persia and the subcontinent. I really gotta go.
Ron and Matt walk along a street.
So Rebecca's book is in Archie's flat on a subject Sally is studying.
I saw a krypton factor like that once.
So which do we believe is capable of murder, sugar or spice?
Well, look, bottom line is, we haven't got any proof that either of those girls was anywhere near Archie Rahman when he died. So...
Devlin, blinding. Thanks. Andrew's got something for us.
As ever.
This is the high street around the corner from Archie's flat. Less than a 10-minute walk.
Ron peers at the CCTV footage.
That looks like Sally Douglas.
What do you think?
Difficult to prove from this distance.
What shop is that, Ange?
It's not. It's a local cab firm.
Right.
Monarch Radio Cars, Bermondsey.
Yeah, I was here Sunday. Doing every shift I can right now. Get me out of the ass. Baby crying all the time can drive a man mad.
Yeah, lovely. Do you recognise this girl?
Is there a reward if I do?
Yeah. We'll leave you alone so you can get back to your in tray.
OK.
The guy checks the photo Matt's given him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember her.
And why is that?
She came in late afternoon, crying her eyes out. Real emotional.
I don't suppose you got her name?
No. She just kept saying, take me home, take me home. Felt for her. I reckon she was suffering man trouble.
Right. Don't work too hard, eh?
Right, so we know they're both lying. Which one do you want to scare first?
I don't mind. As long as I can play bad cop.
I swear, I was in the library all day with my mate.
Fine, right, I've had enough. You're coming to the station with us.
What for?
We're thinking of throwing you a party. How's that?
They can't arrest me.
Look, why do you think we carry police badges, Rebecca? It's not to get us into China Whites. Now, we can either carry this on down the station, or you can tell us what really happened.
OK, get the cuffs out, Matt, please. Happy now?
Okay. Sally rang me Sunday night really upset and said that if anyone asked, we were in the library all day together.
And you didn't ask why your best mate was crying down the phone?
I just assumed she'd had a row with her dad. She always is.
And why has she got a book out under your name?
Got a bad credit rating and I needed some kosher ID to secure my flat, so we swapped cards. Is Sally in trouble?
Yes, she is. But not for swapping cards.
MIU Central Headquarters. In an interview room, blonde, bespectacled Sally sits staring down solemnly. A blonde woman pats her hand.
This is just a huge mistake. My daughter has nothing to do with any boy.
Mrs. Douglas, the fingerprints we've just taken from your daughter have been matched to those found at the victim's flat.
That can't be right.
Sally, I'm going to read you your rights. Do you understand?
You're arresting her. Hang on a second.
Mum, it's all right.
I'm ready.
Sally Douglas.
My daughter, and have a right to see her.
Sir, Martin, they're arresting her.
Say nothing, sweet pea. Nothing till we get a brief. You understand?
So we can let you stay, but you're going to have to calm down.
You have my daughter here. I should have been called. You can't talk to her without me here.
Mr. Douglas, your daughter is over the age of 18. We don't need your permission to do
this. Well, she's under my roof. She needs my permission to do anything.
Yes, well, you're under my roof at the moment, and I can allow you to stay as a courtesy, but if you impede this interview, I'm going to have you removed. Do you understand that?
He calms grudgingly.
Good. Sally Douglas, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Archie Rahman.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you
I need a lawyer here now.
Question something that you may rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Is there anything you want to say, Sally?
Say nothing.
Dad, I'm not a criminal.
It doesn't matter, sweet pea. They can twist your words.
Listen to your father. Sally, we can wait, if you'd rather.
Chandler's eyes dart to Mr. Douglas. Sally looks to him, then nods.
I'll wait.
Okay.
Chandler, who has short dark hair, rises and goes to the door where Matt's standing and turns to him.
Go to the duty solicitor and make sure we've got someone from the CPS watching everything.
Matt and Chandler leave the room.
Sorry, Ron, I've only just got out of court.
Not to worry. Give me a coat.
Thank you.
Right, can you just make yourself comfortable?
Great.
Let them know we're good to go, okay?
Alicia sits down, takes out a notebook and watches a bank of monitors which show the people in the interview room.
Sally, in your own time...
I was in the library by the coffee machine. And this boy came over and started talking to me. Said his name was Archie and he was doing art history. He talked. It made me laugh. I liked him. We went outside for a cigarette. We talked some more. And I realised we were doing the same course, just at different colleges. And he was doing a similar project. So he invited me round to his flat.
Dear God.
Sally's father, mother and solicitor are present.
We went there together. And he gave me some wine, and I drank it. And it felt really weird. I thought it was just the alcohol, but I tried to stand up. I was too dizzy, so I fell back on the bed. And then he started taking my clothes off.
Yes. Did you try to resist?
I couldn't move my arms or cry out. I couldn't even say no. And he raped me. While I was lying there. I couldn't move and then I just passed out.
Any idea how long for?
A few minutes, I guess. I started pulling my clothes back on when he came out the bathroom and wanted to do it again. I tried to run, but he grabbed me, so I got hold of a knife. And I stabbed him. But I didn't know what I was doing. I just wanted to get out.
And what did you do with the knife?
I don't know. I dropped it outside. I just wanted to get away.
Why didn't you tell the police?
I wasn't thinking. I was just so ashamed.
Did you see a doctor?
No.
Please, for God's sake, stop. Did you tell anyone about this?
How could I? I thought it was all my fault.
Alicia looks moved. In a corridor.
She was dizzy, she was paralysed. So what do we reckon? Rehypnol?
Could be, yeah. Tasteless. Straight in the wine glass could knock her right out. I mean, some poor girls don't even remember they've been raped.
No, they don't. So don't let's take this all at face value.
You're saying you don't believe her?
I'm saying I'm not 100%.
Well, from where I was sitting, I saw a nice young girl who's been through hell.
Yeah, well, hang on. I mean, don't forget, at the beginning of all of this, there was a dead teenager.
Precisely. As a detective, I wouldn't mind seeing some evidence to back up her story. When have we dealt with a murder rape where the rapist was a dead body?
Well, I say good on her for fighting back.
Oh, come on, Matt. She threw the murder weapon God knows where. She lied to us. She got an alibi. It wouldn't be the first time someone lied about being raped.
They become aware of Alicia watching them. She's opened the observation room door. Matt goes over to her.
You okay?
Yeah.
What do you think? You got enough?
Unless we can prove her story's a lie, she'll walk on self-defense.
But worth us investigating.
Alicia?
I guess so. Until we know exactly what happened in that flat, yes, it's worth you investigating.
Right.
So, what do we do with Sally?
What we do with any suspected killer. We get the charging officer and we put her away.
Chandler walks off. Matt puffs out his cheeks, shares a look with Ron and goes. Ron pats Alicia as he heads off. She smiles tightly, then lapses into grave thought.
My client is not guilty, my lady.
With respect to my learned friend, the Crown opposes bail. Sally Douglas lied consistently to the police for over a week before being arrested. She then made a statement which we believe to be false. She could fail to appear before this court unless remanded.
My lady, really, remand is unnecessary. My client defended herself against a sexual attack. She's 19 years old and still lives with her parents. She's a hard-working young student who's not going to run away. She was frightened, intimidated.
Yes, thank you. I get the picture. A bail is granted with the following conditions. Her passport will be surrendered and she should report to the local constabulary every day at noon. What's next?
You okay with this?
Of course, why wouldn't I be?
Sally's story is similar.
James, we deal with sex crimes all the time. Why should this one be any different?
And we have nothing to worry about.
Except our case is looking pretty thin.
Why do you say that?
Well, for a start, she got bail.
Well, that's no surprise. Without Archie to speak for himself, her story sounds pretty convincing.
James.
Alicia walks over to him.
Do you think we're doing the right thing?
Archie's dead. We can't just ignore that.
But what if it was self-defense?
Then we'll deal with it. But what if she's lying and it was murder? Would you be happy telling Archie's dad we have no case right now?
If it's the truth, yes.
Well, we don't yet know either way, so do me a favor. Keep that to yourself till we're through this circus.
Douglas steers Sally through reporters. Her brief.
Attacked by a predatory rape.
Sally! I expect him to CPS to drop the charges.
CPS.
Mr. Steele. Don't you think justice has already been done? The rapist is dead, after all.
Let's first establish whether she was actually raped.
Are you calling the victim a liar, Mr. Steele? Mr. Steele?
Douglas has been granted bail.
Mr. Steele!
A reporter, Russ, shouts out in George's office.
A young Asian boy is stabbed. Nobody seems to care. A pretty white girl is raped. Suddenly, it's headline news.
Yeah, all we needed was P.T. Barnum. We could have sold tickets.
So do we have anything to prove that this girl's story is false?
No trace of GHB or rohypnol in Archie's flat, no residue in the glasses, no packaging.
Could have been a one-off bought from someone else and the glasses were rinsed.
Possibly. We still haven't found the murder weapon.
Could have been picked up by a passerby. She never said she hid it.
Well, you seem to have the defense arguments wrapped up. So, James, why are we prosecuting?
Her story is inconsistent with other accounts of drug rapes.
We can't just dismiss her story because it doesn't fit a known pattern.
How did she stab Archie a few minutes after the attack if she'd been drugged with a sedative?
Different people react to drugs in different ways. What if the effects had worn off? What if she's the one who did fight back?
15 love to the defense. So what's your case?
Prove she's lying. There was no rape. She stabbed Archie for another reason.
Any in mind?
Crime of passion.
Okay. If you want to prosecute that successfully, you'll have to show that Sally knew Archie before that Sunday.
Let's start with her friends. See what they have to say about
it. And if we don't find anything?
Same as always. We can't build a strong enough case. We walk away.
Fine.
Alicia sweeps out.
James. Is she letting her thing affect her?
A thing.
You know. What happened to her?
Well, why would she? She's the best prosecutor we have, George.
Waterloo and City College, London, November 24th.
Did Sally already know Archie?
Why is it so hard to believe that some Bollywood boy wanted a piece of her?
It's not, but I need to know as much about her as possible.
What, so you can stitch her up in court?
Rebecca, we'll either go forward with this case or we'll drop it based on what I can find out. Did Sally have a boyfriend?
We talked about boys all the time. She would have said something to me if she had.
So you think Sally's definitely telling the truth?
Well, she wouldn't be the first college girl to be taken advantage of.
I know, but she didn't say anything to anyone until she was arrested. She even used you as her alibi.
She was a mate. She asked for help, and I didn't question it. How is she?
Have you not been round?
There's press all outside her house. Her dad's not letting anyone in.
Well, it will be tough for her, but if she's strong, she'll handle it.
With Tanya at Hair Today.
How long have you known Sally?
Since she was 15.
She ever talk to you about boyfriends?
She wanted my advice, you know, what to say, what to wear.
Any boy in particular?
She was banging to this bloke at sixth form college. They'd only snogged, but I could tell she was proper fixed on him.
Has there been anyone since?
Not as far as I know. She was pretty gutted about being dumped.
I remember what that's like.
Yeah, but Theo was a real tosser about it.
Why?
She broke her arm in an accident, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Had a few days off school. By the time she came back, he's moved on to someone else. Something shiny and new would come along.
Boys never change.
With James.
So I went back to the ex-boyfriend just to see if they were still in touch, and he barely remembers her. Just one of those things. She was more into him than he was into her.
Is there anything connecting her to Archie?
No, nothing in her current circle of friends suggests she knew Archie before that Sunday. Or any boy, for that matter. Unless the police come up with something, I don't think we have a case.
Well, hang on a minute. There's university staff to talk to, phone records to check, her family, and why would she lie for so long? Why did she feel the need to have an alibi?
Headline, James. People lie about things they're ashamed of.
Would you care to join us?
Why can't you put her away? You have a confession from her. She stabbed my son.
She's claiming self-defense.
Every day. Every day those bastards on the news with some line about justice and rape. We have to deal with the death of our son while his name's destroyed, and you just sit here doing nothing.
I can assure you we are not doing nothing.
I want this over with. I just want it all to end.
I know this is difficult for you, but it takes time to build a case.
Can't we just stop now?
Then it would never go to trial.
If we drop this now, then there's a risk your son will be remembered forever as a rapist.
I know, but this is killing us.
But we are doing all that we can just as fast as we can.
Mr. Rahman, has something happened?
I had a call from the press.
Oh, God, please don't let them influence you in any way at all.
You have to stop them. They're threatening to publish.
Publish what?
An old school report.
What report?
We can't go through this again.
I'm sorry. Go through what again?
Archie was suspended.
What was he suspended for, Mr. Rahman?
He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. The head said so.
But what was he suspended for, Mr. Rahman?
He attacked a girl.
He was 13.
He was suspended for a week for going into the girls' changing room.
Yeah, with three other kids all older than him, egging him on.
He pulled at the girls' clothing. There was screaming, tears. Enough for it to be taken seriously.
But not enough for it to be reported to the police.
My readers may skip that detail.
Oh, bloody hell, Russell, you can't run with this. It'll prejudice the case.
No names will be mentioned.
Okay, it's hardly going to be difficult to work out which case you're referring to, is it?
Yes, it's true. Some of our readership can add two and two.
The tabloids are not where this should be played out.
My editor disagrees.
Your white male editor. How can you, of all people?
Because I is black. Be honest. We all love an enforced stereotype. Thanks for the fair trade coffee.
You print this, we'll take you to court.
Yeah, I know, and we'll publish an apology buried on page 10 when the injunction comes through. Good luck.
Russ swaggers out, putting his cap on.
When did fighting the press become full-time?
It does show an escalation in Archie's behaviour. Possible character pattern.
Getting fresh in a girl's changing room is hardly an indictable offence at 13.
Something you want to tell me?
It's a huge leap from a kid full of hormones to a sex attacker.
Maybe, but some make the jump.
In a police corridor.
How are we to know this? This is a school bloody report. Well,
nothing came up about his past during the investigation.
Oh, forgive me. I thought we were investigating the person who held the knife.
Natalie, please, we have to find something to prove this girl's lying or we're just going to have to walk away.
Maybe you'd like to talk to the boys there, who, as far as I know, have been doing more than sitting on their backsides with their fingers in their ears for the past few weeks.
She gives Alicia a document.
Jelly bean?
Ron holds up a glassful of them. James takes one.
Got something?
Well, trying to get the details of the phone calls has been an absolute nightmare. Matt has been here all night trying to piece together the mobile records.
Anything linking Sally to Archie?
Well, there is a pattern in her outgoing calls, but I'm not sure I can make any sense of it. She keeps dialing this number, but just for short bursts, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, nothing long enough to have a conversation.
What's the number?
This 0207 number. Been on it for hours this morning, already nothing.
And what about her incoming calls?
Still being sorted by the phone company.
Still.
Welcome to our world. Make an urgent request, wait 6 months for a reply. That's just...
Hello?
Hello, this is Matt Devlin of MIU Bow Street. You are? Right, and where are you? Really? Thank you very much, madam. You're not going to believe this.
Taylor Mansions, Bermondsey. A payphone in a hallway.
Yes, she is.
Who uses a payphone these days?
Well, someone who needs to keep their relationship a secret, I guess.
So she is lying.
Yeah, looks like it.
Cheap pranks here. He rings back, they talk for as long as they like. The number stays under the radar, nothing suspicious on her bill.
Have you checked this?
Yeah, of course. No relevant forensic detail. The report's somewhere on my desk.
Get the outgoing call records for this number.
Alicia leaves the building. Night. James is working at his desk in the CPS offices. Alicia enters.
Hey. You okay?
Outgoing call records from Archie's payphone match a contract mobile belonging to Martin Douglas.
Sally's dad.
Who's paying for her mobile phone? Sally did know Archie. She had done for weeks.
So she lied about knowing him?
Doesn't mean that she lied about being raped.
True. But do you really think that now?
Most rape victims know their attacker.
Yeah. But why is she still lying about what happened?
Maybe because she didn't think that anyone would believe her.
Do you?
I really want to. If Sally is crying rape, has she any idea what she's doing? How much damage this does?
James considers and shakes his head.
No. She really hasn't.
Then let's call Thompson. Confront him with this, see what he says.
Sally's barrister, Thompson.
And why should I be discussing a deal with you?
Because we can prove they were having a relationship.
Prove is such a strong word. A mobile in her father's name was being used to call a public phone. Smacks of circumstantial to me.
Chris, that is bollocks, and you know it. A jury won't be that naive.
Depends how you present it. Rather like his previous form.
Don't believe everything you read in the papers. It was a wild interpretation of the facts.
Alicia leaves the discussion and goes out to sit beside Sally.
Hi.
Hi.
I shouldn't be talking to you. My boss is in there trying to convince your barrister to take a deal.
What for?
You to plead guilty.
But why? It was self-defense.
Well, you lied about knowing Archie. That means that some people think you're lying about the rape as well.
Well, I'm not. I'm telling the truth.
Okay. But the next step's appearing in court, the Old Bailey, where you'll have to tell everyone what happened to you.
I know. I can do that.
Alicia takes a deep breath and composes herself.
Sally, I have been in there when someone's had to recount every single detail, and it is hard. And it's painful and heartbreaking. Now, if you go into court telling this story, it'll be our job to prove that you are lying. You do not have to put yourself through that. You can tell me the truth now. Did Archie rape you?
Sally's brow furrows and she's about to speak.
Miss Phillips, I'll ask you not to talk to my client without my being present.
Of course, sorry.
See you in court.
Thompson steers Sally away.
Is there anything I need to know?
No, nothing. He wouldn't bite. Is there anything I need to know?
Yep. She wasn't raped. And if Thompson won't take the deal, then she has to go down for murder.
Alicia flounces off. James stares down thoughtfully.
Are you sure she's lying?
Yep. Although I still don't yet know why. The defense will play on a girl next door appearance and hope the jury will cry with her. It could be a tough one to get home.
Are you confident?
I'd bet your salary on this.
You're not your own.
I'd hate to appear arrogant, George.
How many cases have we lost prosecuting genuine sex attackers?
Too many.
No physical evidence, no forensic support. He said, she said, beyond reasonable doubt. There's got to be a better way of prosecuting cases, I think.
If I think of one, I'll let you know.
Oh, God, that is all I need. Dry cleaner's still trying to get the tomato stain out of my soup from yesterday.
Rightfully, it was just a tomato.
The unholy alliance of the right wing and the feminists want us to drop the case. The leaders of the ethnic community want us to put Sally Douglas against a wall. We're running out of friends here, James. Who's up this afternoon?
Ronnie Brooks.
Calls from the payphone were made every day, sometimes up to an hour.
And what was your conclusion from this?
That Miss Douglas knew the victim and had done for several weeks.
Thank you. No further questions.
Alicia sits, Thompson stands.
Do you have Archie Rahman's fingerprints on the phone?
No, we don't, but that's not
CCTV.
Unusual.
CCTV?
Nope.
Eyewitnesses?
No.
So you have no real evidence that the person on the end of the payphone was Archie Rahman?
We made an assumption by process of elimination.
Oh, very Sherlock Holmes of you.
Who else would she be calling in that block on a regular basis?
I've no idea. And neither do you. No further questions.
Nothing further, my lady.
Crown Prosecution Service.
All we're asking for here is some sensitivity.
What are you suggesting?
Drop the case. Save face now, rather than having to confront a hostile press at the end of the week.
You want us to throw in the towel halfway through?
I'm thinking of the public purse here.
Well, thank you, but I can do that for all of us.
Sally lied about what happened, and a boy is dead.
Yes, because he raped my girl. And if she hadn't, I'd have bloody killed him.
Well, look, this meeting is going nowhere.
James,
so
think about
forget
it.
Forget it, Chris. I'm not standing here arguing the toss with a bunch of lawyers who can see things the way they do.
The way they do?
OK, Martin, let's go.
You know exactly what I mean. Some bloody packy rapist who thinks my girl's fair game, and you're standing up for him!
Archie Rahman's British. And his family are from Bangladesh.
Well, that makes any bloody difference. They haven't even got proper laws over there. They're the bloody stone.
We'll finish this in court.
My little girl's been destroyed by what's happened. Destroyed. None of you lot bloody care.
Martin, for God's sake, that...
Don't you start.
Please, Martin, this isn't helping.
Don't you dare.
Martin swipes Thompson's arm away and storms out. Thompson looks embarrassed.
Sorry.
George holds the door open and Thompson leaves.
That is some temper.
Anyone else feel the need for a shower?
Didn't Sally break her arm a couple of years ago?
Yeah, just before she left school. Why?
Find a friend at the PCT. I want to see that medical report.
Studying the report.
Wow.
Isn't it?
A spiral fracture. You know what this means?
Well, it doesn't actually change anything, but at least now we have the full picture.
Yep. Ugly as it is. Who told you off when you were a kid?
My mum. I had my dad wrapped around my little finger. Till he left. Why?
Most women I know would say the same as you.
Dads and their daughters.
But not Sally Douglas.
You're thinking of changing strategy?
Yep, maybe.
James, her cross is tomorrow.
I'm gonna have to go through everything again first, but this could be the key to open her up.
We will get home with this, won't we?
If I let you down before.
She lowers her eyes.
We have to win, James. I depended on the legal system and my attacker was still acquitted. In the eyes of the law, I also cried rape.
He nods pensively.
We have to do better this time.
Crown versus Douglas, trial day 10. James flips the tail of his wig out of the back of his gown.
Are you happy at home, Sally?
Yes.
You get on with your parents?
Yeah, I guess.
With your dad?
Yes.
Do you remember the 13th of October 2 years ago?
No.
Really? You spent the night at A&E?
Oh, yeah, I'd broken my arm.
Yeah, it was a spiral fracture, according to the records. Is that right?
Yeah.
Must have hurt.
Yes.
How did you break it?
It was an accident. I fell over and broke my arm.
Oh, right. Right. But I thought a spiral fracture was a very specific injury caused by a violent twist in the arm. Say if someone had grabbed you by the wrist and you were trying to get away.
Please, my lady, what's the relevance of this line of questioning?
My apologies. I'll be more relevant. Sally, who pays for your mobile phone and opens the bill every month?
My dad.
When you wanted a job, who suggested you work for your mum's local hair salon?
My dad.
Who encouraged you to apply to London universities so you could carry on living at home?
My dad.
Who's the disciplinarian in your house?
My dad.
Who broke your arm on the 13th of October 2 years ago? Sally?
Sally swallows hard and lowers her eyes.
Did your dad break your arm?
Let me put this another way. Can you remember if you were seeing anyone at that time? A boyfriend?
I can't remember.
Weren't you going out with Theo Hallett?
Yes.
Theo's black, isn't he?
Sally nods.
Did your dad break your arm because he disapproved of your boyfriend? My lady, could you remind the witness that she's under oath, please?
My lady, please. My learned friend is simply tormenting the witness.
The witness murdered Archie Rahman because she couldn't admit to her father that she was having a relationship with him. Isn't that the truth, Sally? You kept him a secret because you were scared of your dad finding out, terrified, in fact, because of what he might do to you. Did you love Archie?
Tears have welled in Sally's eyes.
Yes.
Yet you seem completely happy to destroy his name in this court, in front of his family. He will be remembered forever as the boy who raped you. Is that what you want? Is it easier for you to live with that than it would have been to tell your dad the truth?
So sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Sally, did Archie attack you?
Miss Douglas, you must answer counsel's question.
Did Archie do anything to you?
Archie threatened to...
To what?
To go around my parents' house and tell them who he was. He said if he couldn't show his affection in public, then he'd... I'd never seen him so angry, so upset. I tried to stop him, but we got into a fight and... There was a knife.
What did you do with the knife?
I picked it up, and then I can't remember. There was just blood everywhere.
Sally, just to be absolutely clear, Archie did not rape you.
Sally watches her grim-faced father.
Sally, if you are lying about Archie raping you, we need to hear it. His parents need to hear it. Sally, for every genuine rape victim that will stand in that witness box, please tell us the truth. Did Archie rape you?
No.
Then why lie to us for so long?
I just don't want my dad to hate me anymore.
Douglas looks at her sharply. Sally lets her head drop.
No more questions.
Have you reached a verdict on which you all agree?
Yes.
In relation to count one on the indictment alleging murder, do you find the defendant, Sally Douglas, guilty or not guilty?
A spent-looking Sally stands in the dock.
Guilty.
The Rahmans smile.
Members of the jury, I'd like to thank you for your hard work, your time and your concentration.
Douglas looks stunned. Reporter Russ puffs out his cheeks. Thompson curls his lip and cranes his neck. Sally stands staring ahead. Alicia exchanges a look with James. Night. Alicia makes her way through a crowded pub. James, who's sitting talking, sees her. He gazes across at Alicia, then stands, goes over to greet Alicia, and smiles down at her.
Vodka tonic, two blobs of ice, and a very generous squeeze of lime.
How did you know I'd show up?
You always do. Why would this case be any different?
Thank you.
He smiles gently and leads her to a seat with the people he was talking to. Alicia smiles and sits down, with James placing himself beside her. The characters and events in this film are entirely fictitious. ITFC audio description.